Feliciano dos Santos is known as the Elton John of Mozambique.
Dame paz e enganize o mi.
And music critics hailed Dos Santos' band Masucos as the next Buena Vista Social Club. Their new CD is called Bumping. Feliciano dos Santos comes from Niassa province in northern Mozambique. There are few places on the planet so impoverished. The province is about the size of New England, yet it has only 100 miles of paved roads.
Yeah, it's big, but it's poor. Five or seven years ago, Mozambique was considered the poorest country in the world. So you have to imagine what kind of life we had. But we had the hope. We survived with the hope. So for this reason, I'm here today.
The day we spoke with Dos Santos, he was in Washington, D.C. to pick up his Goldman Environmental Prize. It's considered the Green Nobel. The prize is awarded annually to seven winners. Each receives $150,000 for grassroots environmental work. Dos Santos won for improving hygiene and sanitation in Mozambique. Do you remember where you were when you heard that you won the Goldman Environmental Prize?
Yes, I remember. I was in my house with a friend of mine and my wife. And they call me and they say, you are Feliciano? I say, yes. And they say, yes. You won a prize, a Goldman Environmental Prize. And I was thinking it was a joke. And someone I knew called me and they say, wow, yes, it's true. Congratulations. And I just cried. Yeah, it was, you know, it's... Yeah, definitely is something come from the God, you know.
The gods have not always been so good to Dos Santos or Mozambique. The African nation was devastated by 19 years of civil war, and sanitary facilities and clean water were almost non-existent. As a boy, Dos Santos got polio because of the poor conditions. It left him with a limp. But despite his handicap, he went on to start his band and create Estamos, a public health organization dedicated to bringing clean water to remote villages in Mozambique and building what he calls eco-san latrines. So you build this very shallow latrine, or actually two holes, mm-hmm. and then, as I understand, mm-hmm. you fill it up with ash, and then you wait, and it turns into fertilizer.
Yes.
And then you use that on the crops.
Yeah, and you use it on the crops. And, you know, there is another advantage on that. You know, when you wash your hands, every time you wash your hands after you use the latrine, so you avoid 40% of disease related to water.
I see. So do you have a song that is about toilets?
Yes, I have it.
A chimazia tompica ne. Isiene, a chimazi tompicane, isiene, imbuzie colose, yambone, imbuzie colose, yambone, yangaza uzia, pacuchapa, yangaza uzia me, pacucolosia. Chimazie tompicane, isiene.
So what's the name and what's the music about?
Music say that mothers, listen to me. Community, listen to me. Improved latrina is so beautiful. It is to clean and it is to build. So use it. It's good.
Mozambique was a Portuguese colony, but you're not singing in Portuguese, are you?
No. You know what happened? Was when we decided to have a band, we decided to preserve our culture because during the Civil War, we lost so much because many people went to Malawi, went to Zambia, Tanzania, and we decided to, you know, to recover our culture, and we said, well, There is no music singing in our local language. So why not produce songs with our local language and with traditional rhythms? So we decide not to sing a lot in Portuguese. We just have one song in Portuguese. The rest is in traditional, in local language. Because we need to, you know, to value our culture, to value our language.
Let's listen to one of my favorite songs. Actually, there's two versions of this song on the CD. Pangira, did I pronounce that right?
Pangira, yes, Pangira.
What does Pangira mean?
Pangira means on the road.
Road?
On the road, yes.
It sounds like a love song.
No, it's sad song. So sad.
La-da-da, yeah, la-da-da, yeah.
You know, some couples, they abandon the children on the road, and but the children will grow, and someone take him and give his name. So it's so sad because when he grow, people just tell him that, you know, this name is not yours because your father's abandoned you in the road. And he was crying to claim that I need to know who was my father. I'm physical, you know, challenges. And, you know, people, when you have polio, some people think that you also have a mental challenge because they think that you, you know, you are crazy guys. But with the music, music can give you a power to believe yourselves. And also music have a power to join the people, to spread the message, so to awareness people, to raise awareness people.
You know, Feliciano, you grew up in a country where you had to worry about your next meal. What made you pick up the guitar and sing and start writing songs?
Something come from my heart and I say, well, I have to write songs because I want to share with the people. But first of all, I have to say that when I write songs, I write first of all for me, for myself. Because if the songs touch me, it means that it can touch someone. You know, there is a lot of musicians who produce music and people don't like it, but themselves like it. So the first thing I do is produce a song for me. Can I fly? You know, because when I sing my song, I can fly in the I'm in the sky.
Well, let's go out on a tune from your latest CD, Bumping. Pick one. Which one would you like to do?
Niassa. Niassa is the province where I'm come from, where I'm living. And the lyrics say that I'm not ashamed to born in poor place, and I'm proud to born in that place. And I will sing loud about my country, about the place where I born.
Well, Feliciano, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed our conversation.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Aboye tuasha wenge ndande ya masoko aboye tawina sharo aboye tuasha wenge aboye tuasha wenge ndande ya masoko aboye tawina sharo.
Feliciano dos Santos of Mozambique, one of this year's winners of the Goldman Environmental Prize and founder and lead singer of the band Masukos. Their new CD is called Bumping.